This is the...
There's also another issue here, that if yesterday I was uplifted and I felt important in gathering of friends, in meeting with friends, talking to them somehow, although now it's difficult even to meet, we're all doing it virtually, once a day. If I got some importance of it in connection to the friends, then later on it passes. Now I had some kind of awakening for it. And then, after a while, even for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, I have nothing for it, or even the following day. Or even more so, I don't even get what happened to me yesterday, some state that I had. Maybe some state that's not serious, and then it turns out that today I look at that same state of connection with the friends differently. I need to understand that from it's the that same turn from the Creator to me, come to Pharaoh. That you need to go against your ego, and all of these reaching out to friends, to dissemination, to the group, to everything, all of these things, all in all, they bring you to cope with your ego until you will ask for help, until these things will be necessary for you. The study, connection with a group, dissemination, everything that relates to the Creator, to have as necessary things, and according to the fact that they're a necessity, you feel that you're facing a wall. It's the Creator. It's your ego that's not letting you break through. And then you'll understand what it means that the Creator says, come to Pharaoh. You need with force, with attack, to cross that limit. Look, with the Creator, I have no games to play with. Because He is playing in front of me. What I do, what I think, what I want. All of that He prepares for me. That is why I can't relate to Him as something or someone that can be changed. I can only treat it like this kind of measurement that the Creator is playing with me. He is stabilizing me. It's against my own character, my personality. What can I do that I am on the one hand in the hands of the Creator, and then I need to see myself as true as possible? Meaning to say to myself exactly who I am and what I am and what I think and what I want and what I have, what inclinations I have, and so on. Everything that I reveal in me is all the Creator. That's one. On the other, and also two, is in what way do I relate to what needs to be? And then this is the gap between the desired state and the state that we actually come across. And then when I'm not facing the Creator directly, the question that arises is, how can I reach a state that it's like it's written, that you should be naive or honest with the Creator, that I want to be transparent, that there is no difference from what the Creator sets up for me now
and how I won't want to be set up towards nature, towards my ego. So to try and see these two things as one, and the fact that I don't see it as one, that on the one hand, it's clear what the Creator requires from you. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, to the extent I see myself the other way around, and the gap between these states, that I don't escape it, that I see that same gap between both states of the desired state and the state that, in reality, that the desired state is what the Creator builds in me, and the actual state is what I am. The gap between these two states gives me a place for prayer. When I come to the Creator and I say, look, this is what I found. This is what you demand of me. And this is what I myself am actually in. So I ask of you, please help me to come from the state of that I'm in to the desired state, the state that I should be in. So please help me. And in that, I need to clothe that on him to get an answer from him. I need to clothe my request to transition from the state that I'm in to the state that I want to be. So I need to clothe that on the 10 and in the whole world as a 10. Meaning I need to check what I now, towards everyone, towards all the dwellers of the world, all of my 10, in what state do I need to be towards them? And then I need to come to the Creator and say, I want to be in a state that I won't feel myself. I'll feel only them. I'll do everything for them. Help me. I don't want it, but I want to want it. So help me. Do everything for them. You have to give me both a desire and a thought and the ability, the strength to do it this way. Why? Because then I will be exactly your messenger for the entire world. And that's what I want there to be. And that is my work daily, or at least a few times a day.
I asked, what are the conditions in order to disconnect from Pharaoh?
We can detach from Pharaoh when the influence of the group will be greater than the influence of Pharaoh. That's it. So then, the force of the Creator, it goes from Pharaoh to the group. Kiev.
Вы говорили по поводу стены между мной и Творцом и о том, что
regarding the wall between me and the Creator, and how we need to ask from the 10 of the Creator to give us the opportunity to think of the world, to think of the 10. What kind of answer I should expect to receive from him? Is that the ability to bestow? What kind of response am I expecting?
I don't know. I'm not dictating to the Creator what answer I want to get from him. I want to get closeness from him through the friends to him. And along the way, when this gets this form or another form, it doesn't matter. Most important is that he will bring me closer. I see in front of me only two things: a group or all of humanity. It's the same, the parts of a face, and that this face, how should I say, that's my kli, that's my soul, the kli of the soul. And in it, it should be revealed in this kli, the upper light, or the creator, or Naran Chai, it doesn't matter how to call it, that I want to reveal. The group is always a group, that's the soul. And the creator is the light that sustains this soul. That's Naran Chai. And that's what I want to be revealed. In what way, in what stages? I don't really get it. How can a kid, 9 years old, ask to be 10 years old? According to what? If he sees these examples, that he has a friend who's 10 years old, and he sees how grown up he is, he already has a big bicycle and something else, then he can ask, he wants it. But we don't have examples, and we don't need. We only want one thing, that the Creator will do.
For that, we need to connect between us. The Creator hears only the prayer that comes from a minyan, a quorum. What we say, 10. Doesn't matter. It's a group of people who wish to connect their hearts, meaning their desires, together and have them aim at the Creator. If we will arrange ourselves in this way, surely we'll be able to influence the Creator, the upper force, and He will advance us and the whole world to Him. You speak beautifully, eloquently. That's what we need to do. Just try to connect between us to one desire and ask the Creator to fulfill that desire. What is the desire? To be, all of our desires should be as one desire. And this desire should be that the Creator will appear and rule as the King of the world. That's it. Don't need anything else besides that. Try to organize such a prayer between the friends. You speak beautifully. This is very simple. There are only two things. Either I intend for myself, my ego, the Pharaoh, or I intend toward the Creator, which is through the group. Otherwise, I cannot aim myself towards the Creator. And that's it. So, we first have to decide on that. Who am I aiming myself towards? Either Pharaoh, my beloved, my good, my, or the Creator. If the Creator, it's only through the group. He's only found there. I simply need to inscribe this in my head, in my heart. The Creator is found in the tent. When I come to the tent to sit with them, I come to meet with the Creator, not with any friend. When I wish to turn to the tent, I don't turn to the tent, I turn to the Creator. And the other way around. When I wish to turn to the Creator, I turn to the ten. Through it, I pass my request through them. Meaning he's found there. There are only two. There are only two places for reality. Either my ego, that's found in me, and the Creator who's found in I dwell among my people. That's it. Not more than that. What's so difficult here? You just have to place it in your head and your heart. It would.
What does it mean that the Creator helps a person by giving him a holy soul?
The light the Creator shines into man's will to receive, and the will to receive to that extent becomes in order to bestow, acquires the intention to bestow, meaning restrictions, screen, reflected light, and so on and so forth. This is called the will to receive that can already correct itself to function in such a way in order to bestow. It is called a soul, meaning you have the will to receive for itself, and the will to receive that can function in order to bestow outside of him. This is, you know, towards the other. This is called a soul. Godly part from above. What does it mean? How can it be a part and a godly one of that? Can the Creator be broken down into parts? Rather, this upper force gives the will to receive the ability to be above the will to receive in order to bestow. It becomes a soul. This is called the godly part from above. It functions like a soul, like the Creator. And to that extent, the person is called a righteous tzaddik. He justifies the force of bestowal of the Creator. He justifies creation by being a part of creation, on the one hand, the will to receive, and on the other hand, he is in his will.
That for the letters to be encrypted in his heart. So what are these letters of the work?
Well, I take different desires as much as I can organize them, and I use them in order to bestow. The sum total of these desires into one mechanism with which I want to perform an act of bestowal, this is called the letters of the work. I build from these different desires different actions, and this is my work. Only, you know, I build different partsufim, and this infinite number of partsufim that I'm able to build, this is the measure of my bestowal to the Creator in each degree. It's always with. He doesn't do it on purpose. If we would work by ourselves, we wouldn't feel that much resistance. We would cross over to spirituality a long time ago. But why does it not work for us? Because we have to prepare the entire world behind us, the whole world, all of humanity. We have to be the Rosh to the Guf. And the Rosh itself has no role but to prepare itself for the activation of the Guf. The Guf is all of humanity. That's why we spend so much time on preparation for our entire role. That's why we depend so much on dissemination, and on the one hand the virus, on the other hand our dissemination will help us somehow to awaken humanity a little bit, so it would start to listen and to think about its future, not how to buy and have a good time. Thank God the virus is doing this work already. But where are we going to? Today, it's not a problem to tell everyone that our work, our life are worthless. The virus is doing that, but where should our lives be aimed at? That's something we're not able to explain just yet. This is the problem. That's what I'm saying. Each one of you has to fill the internet wherever you're needed and do as much as possible, but based on the right things. And don't argue. Do it in a nice way. And then build a partsuf. What does it mean to build a partsuf? To build a partsuf means that I connect with the friends and I try to build with them together in my heart, inside of me, everything I imagine inside of me. Because on the outside we have there's nothing left. So what happens when I build the group? I build a template in which, or the mold in which I wish to arrange him. So it will be the temple, the house of the Creator. That the Creator, meaning the measure of bestowal, measure of love, that's the Creator, could dwell there. This special force, the force of love and bestowal, the force that connects all of us together. When I relate to the group in such a way, I see that yesterday I had a desire for it, I thought about it, and today I want nothing. I get up in the morning, I feel like doing nothing. I'm already thinking around noontime. Let's say I have to meet with them. I don't want to meet. What can I do? This means that every day we should reestablish from anew. And it's good. It's a sign of progress. That whatever we had yesterday is all swallowed. It's absorbed like water in sand. And we have to start anew. And then I work again and again. On what? On building the temple. What does that mean, the temple? It should be a 10. The whole world is a 10, as much as possible, where everyone works in mutual bestowal, in love, mutual love. The force of love and bestowal should dwell there. This is called the Creator, and He should fill all those desires that would connect through love and bestowal. That's what we need to do. So we need to talk about it, try. I don't think it's so far away. Who thought we'll have such a virus that will just screw up our entire world, our entire life? Such endeavors. Factories, organizations, banks, billions of dollars, army troops, what we built over thousands of years. It's not a few years old. It's been built for thousands of years. Now it's getting lost. You understand? There's nothing. How will they function after this virus will pass? Also the question, what does it mean, pass? How it changes everything. It erases everything. But look what's happening. So let's understand how all of it, let's be certain that everything the virus is cleaning from humanity is an empty area that we have to fill with love, bestowal, mutual connection, the knowledge of the force of bestowal that we will reveal between us. That's what we need to do. Even if it appears not according to our strength, it is according to our strength. How is it written? Open up as the eye of the needle, and I will open up the doorway to the new world.
If we go out to dissemination, that's all we got left to do this time. Dissemination itself would require us change our system, how to build more departments, how to build a new connection, but all is for the sake of external dissemination. The more we go out, the more we'll have the opportunity, we'll have the credit to turn to the Creator. Otherwise, the Creator won't hear us. We have nothing to turn to Him with. He won't hear us for two reasons. The first is, you're not bringing Him deficiencies from the public that has to be corrected, the public, the general public, because I dwell among my people. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, you have to organize the 10 in a more tight way in order to turn to the Creator. You're in between the two, between the 10 and between the Creator. Right? This is the Creator here. This is the Creator. This is the 10. Your 10. And here is the public, the people. That's how it works. From here, the man, the chisaron, rises, their man. Here, you should raise your man within their man. And then the Creator hears. When he hears, in the opposite form, he will bring it back to you. Mad. Twice. That's how Tess, it's written in Tess, and you bring it down to them. That's all that happens. Nothing else. That's the only way it works. In the circulation. That's all. That's the entire reality. That's all. So, let's hope that we'll finally understand it and start working on it, that this will be our main concern. Believe me, this is why we're sitting home, and that's why all our friends all over the world is sitting at home, so that as fast as possible we'll start publicizing the method of the correction of the world for everyone, all the different languages, all the countries, whatever we can. Only this way will we see how these things clarify. This is our future. By this, each and everyone will suddenly see that that's where his work here is, his family is, his new profession maybe. Everything will only clarify in dissemination, because by this you're building a work. The Creator knows what to do with the world. The Creator knows what to do with the world. We have to be impressed of the suffering that occurs in the world and to translate their sufferings to the right kind of suffering. But even though the world is suffering because it has no food, sex, family, money, honor, knowledge, all these six main deficiencies, we have to clothe all these primary deficiencies on one thing. What they're missing is a connection with the Creator. The Creator can organize them and fulfill them. This is what we raise. That's why the deficiency we get from the public, that's clear what they're missing. But what we are raising to the Creator behind the deficiencies of the broad public is the deficiencies. Please organize such a connection between us so that you can be revealed. We want you to do it this way. We'll feel.
Everything that's happening to us with the coronavirus is in order to carry out Pesach, Passover. Pesach means Pesach, skip over, which means to skip out of our will to receive into the will to bestow. This is Passover, to pass over. And the coronavirus helps us. It causes us, it impels us to start exiting out of the Pharaoh, out of the ego, out of our will to receive, and into the spiritual world. And this is what needs to happen. So start being more attentive to that. And every moment you have free, every free moment you have to.
That go in all of our internal work.
This is our inner work. Today, dissemination is the most inner work we've got. You just need to add to your dissemination the 10 and the Creator and push.
And even if I know I don't want to say, it has nothing to do with it. We have to think of our work and what will happen as a part of our work for the good or, God forbid, for the bad, we'll see. But we need in all our forces, without making any calculations for ourselves and anything, publish the name of the Creator in the world, that He has to be actually here. In the front. And with Him, with His flag, we can go on. And if anti-Semitism will come, it's because we have missed out and didn't do what we need to do. I hope that we will do all this work in a good, nice way and won't reach such negative phenomena. But if we do,